I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that.
Good.
Yeah, we're here at the 50th, NAFQ's 50th annual conference, and no better place to celebrate your 50th than Honolulu, of course. And
you having
some fun here?
I'm having a great time.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, me too. Hey, let's talk about what the conference itself. What do you want to take away? What are you learning here that you want to take back to Jetstream? There's a lot.
Yeah, the keynote speaker this morning was excellent. Really liked what McWaters had to say. Really, you know, like to get the share insurance fund and the premiums resolved there. It's been very good so far.
Very cool. Anything you want to take back to your credit union that you learned here, or is it just kind of a big networking opportunity?
Big networking opportunity, and there was a presentation that I'd like to bring back and wrap it into one of our own training sessions.
Okay.
Yeah. So
very nice. Very nice. So let's talk about you're on the board NAFQ again. So how? What's it, third, fourth year in a row or something?
I'm actually going into my final three-year term.
Oh, okay.
So I'm starting my seventh year.
Wow.
Time flies.
Jeannie, that's awesome.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly time flies. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's different about NAFQ when you first joined the board 7 years ago to today? What's different about them?
Well, we have, we had a name change. We expanded to allow state chartered credit unions to join, mm-hmm. which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now state chartered credit union CEOs and board members are able to serve on the board. Mm-hmm. And all those were great decisions. They came about because credit union members, credit union CEOs, leadership were asking for that. And it only made sense to be more inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's benefited the industry and benefited NAFQ as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Lots of membership coming in the door there. You wanted to talk about some things that you're doing at Jetstream. What's going on there?
Well, we're 75% low income.
Yeah.
70% of our lending is low income. And, you know, that's a process. It's not an event. We are constantly finding more and more ways that we can serve the low-income members in our own backyard. I told you we were doing those small-dollar loans to help small businesses.
That's how's that going?
Taken off. Awesome. Very good, yeah. And it's pretty much we're making them to the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. You know, a lot of food service, janitorial, and some really unique entrepreneurs. One lady had her own line of dancewear, and we gave her a loan. She was able to expand her marketing, and now she has a contract for the Miami Heat cheerleaders.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a great success story.
It is. And that's just one of many. But, we opened a new branch in Doral a few months ago, and we had three different businesses do member testimonials. And she was one, and the other one was a chocolatier, and the third one was a digital marketer. But it is great because it's like an economic stimulus in the economies that we serve. And they're able to expand their businesses, hire more people, and certainly helps everybody. So that's been very successful. One thing that's unique to our market, you know, about 25% of our members reside in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I was just thinking that as you were talking.
Yeah, and that economy has just been very hard hit. And there's been, over the last several years, a lot of immigration from Puerto Rico to the United States. And it's only accelerated in recent years. And we're doing a lot to help the Puerto Ricans resettle in Florida.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
So,
what are you doing for them?
Loans to export their cars and things over.
You don't think of things like that. How big of an expense that could be. Going back and forth with ferries and stuff?
Yes, and then assistance with housing through no credit check loans, that type of thing. It's been bigger than we thought. And then just our normal lending we have to a lot of newly arrived immigrants, legal immigrants, but they're here in this country, and a lot of them didn't even drive in where they used to live. So they're you know, a new country, they're not well versed in English, they're not familiar with the financial system, driving, insurance, payments.
So, a lot.
We're doing more and more, and there's still so much more we could do to just help educate them and assimilate them and help them be successful here.
You know, that's the cool, I'm just thinking as you're talking, it's like, gosh, you guys are really becoming like this resource, not just a place where you can manage your money and do transactions and get loans and stuff, but you're educating, you're this resource that people like, I don't want to say it's like addicting, but it's like something that you need. You know, oh, let's go to the credit union because they can help us with this financial need.
And they do. I mean, if they have a mechanical problem in their car, they call us and we direct them. If they're in an accident, they don't know how to fill out just a claim for their insurance. And they'll come in and sit down. We help them fill out their insurance claim. And there's even people, and I've found a lot more people than I thought, they get their car loan and they have no idea how to make a car payment even. So we're coming up, we're actually adding more and more ways that they can make it online via phone and all that. But we're having to translate all that into Spanish, you know, at the minimum. And just really go through kind of a whole separate onboarding with this is how you make your payment. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
You're doing some really cool stuff. And I think the other upside to all that, what you're doing being this resource, is that word spreads throughout these neighborhoods. Like, hey, look how they help these guys. Let's go give them. Let's go check them out. I can't imagine the word of mouth that's happening in your neck of the woods.
And that is one great benefit. We had a gentleman, he works for a flower grower in Doral, and we have a lot of members there. We're a community charter, but they were a SAG before they were part of our community. And he said, hey, the people told me at work to come here. He said, I just came here from Cuba. I've never had a bank account. I need someone to teach me everything from, you know, A to Z. And that's, we find that we're filling that role better, much better than we used to. And we could always do more. That's the thing.
So. Oh, my gosh. Makes my heart beat fast. Very, very cool stuff. All right, let's wrap up because I know you got a lot of stuff to do here. What?
Got to go to the
golf. You got to go over there and hit some drives down Pebble Beach fairway down there. What's your outlook for 2017? I mean, the economy's in a semi-decent state right now, new administration. What's your take on all this stuff? What's going on?
Oh boy, it's hard to say. I'm not sure there's enough cooperation to get the rig relief through that we need to, but, you know, NAFCU, advocacy is the number one, you know, goal there. So, you know, if anybody can get it through, you know, NAFCU will push that through. But you know, for us, I mean, we're just kind of in our own little part of the world, and you know, we're lent out, and there will always be a need there for the services we provide, and hopefully we can just keep playing a bigger and bigger role and helping more people.
I think you are.
Yeah.
I think you are. Great message to end on. Jeannie, thank you so much
thank
for stopping
you.
By.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The time. Oh, it's always good to see you.